This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Diary of a Goth Princess 1 by Aiming to Misbehave 33. Chapter 1. I remember a while ago when it seemed like every TV show would begin with a narrator explaining who they were, describing themselves to the audience as if they'd forgotten who they were since last week's episode. These always used to annoy me, but since I'm moving this story away from my boyfriend's already established narrative and taking it into my own hands, I guess I'll take a crack at introducing myself. Just don't expect me to make this a regular thing, okay? My name is Josie Wong. I'm 18 years old, a senior at Reagan Hills High School, the finest institution of learning in all of Reagan Hills, California pretty much by default, since there aren't that many schools in town. I love photography, scary movies, my boyfriend, Ryan, and our girlfriend, Brooke. See, we've got this, thruple, Brooke's cutesy word for our arrangement, not mine, thing down, and have made it work for us alright so far. It's imperfect, and we're still figuring out the ins and outs. But hey, if it were easy to sort through, it wouldn't be as fun, right? If you wanted to fit me into some cliched movie clique, you'd definitely call me a goth. I like dark clothes and pale makeup, the macabre side of the arts. Have my share of piercings and ink, and will absolutely bite back if you get up in my face. Ryan likes to call me a goth princess, since he thinks my style goes toward a dark kind of glam sometimes, which is not untrue, I suppose. So yeah, that's the short description of me. I'm not forgetting anything, right? Oh yeah, there's one more big thing about me that's pretty relevant to all of what's to come. I'm also a complete and utter slut. I know, it's not a very empowering word, but I'm repurposing it because I do kinda like the sound of it. People have used it to insult me ever since I started growing boobs. I've decided to own it, instead. Yeah, I like sex a lot. No, I don't give a shit who judges me for it. I've fucked a lot of boys and girls, because it is a lot of fucking fun. And I'm gonna do a whole lot more. Ryan and Brooke, they get me, and they have much the same affliction, some would say. He's a nerd gifted with a 10-inch cock and a prodigy-like understanding of sex who's been with seemingly every girl and woman in school, and Brooke's this tiny, blonde cheer whore who looks like the sweetest thing in the world while all dressed up in pink fluff, until you take her clothes off, and then she can and will fuck you senseless. Aw fuck, I love them. We're a peculiar fucking trio, goth, nerd cheerleader, but it works well. Clothes on. We're amazing friends who like similar things and love each other intensely. Clothes off, well, the three of us can fuck like absolute maniacs. I'd been getting laid plenty before senior year, but with these two in my life, you can say I'm pretty fucking satisfied all the damn time. It's been good spending time with these two, they've really brought a lot of joy and orgasms to my life this senior year, but there is more to life than my boyfriend and girlfriend. I've got my own friends, my own adventures, my own journey that doesn't begin and end with my association with Ryan Collins and Brooke King. So, here I am, sharing my story. Ryan has his pictures, and I've got this diary. I've tried diaries before, and the habit has never stuck, but maybe this time will be different. Maybe if I think about it like how Ryan thinks of his pictures, as a way of making sure nothing is forgotten. Yeah, that makes some sense. I think. So, now that that's out of the way, let's get down to some of the naughtiness I got up to on my own then during the latter half of senior year. I'm gonna be honest, I never thought I'd be a fucking babysitter. I always thought I was too independent and out of touch with what it was like being a kid that I'd never have it in me to be around any of them, and it's not like I got the look for the job either. I look like something you'd see on a poster where they tried to warn kids this is what they'd look like if they didn't find Jesus. So yeah, not your typical sweet girly babysitter by far. Then, around Christmas, things got thrown for one hell of a loop. My grandmother got sick, and the family flew out to Hawaii to take care of her after her surgery. Most of the adults, my parents, aunts and uncles, they were a mess, but my cousins were just kids who didn't really know what was going on. Being the oldest of the lot who made the trip, I decided to throw myself in and help out a little by watching them. Playing games, putting movies on, being a bad influence, you know, standard shit. And as it turned out, well, I was actually pretty good at it. I might not have had all the skills, but I could keep them in line long enough to let the adults get things in order so my grandmother was safe and healthy and happy before we all wound up heading back for the mainland. It was when we got back home, and I found out that I had a shiny new blonde girlfriend now in addition to the boyfriend I'd had when I'd left, which, yeah, was one hell of a welcome home surprise. And I started realizing I'd like some cash of my own stashed aside, that I thought I'd give babysitting as an after-school gig a try. I told my parents, they told their friends, and one thing led to another, and by February, I actually had a handful of clients around town. Most of the kids were alright, even if some of them were spoiled brats, but it was the parents that made things interesting. I know you've all heard horror stories of unreasonable parents making babysitters' lives a living hell, and while I might have interviewed with one or two like that, I never actually worked with them. I wasn't going to bust my beautiful ass putting up with that kind of shit, and so I put together a list of respectable clients I could work with. They may not have all been the nicest people, but they weren't assholes, and they paid well. The moms tended to be the hard ones to crack, while the dads, well, dads were where the real fun started. Now, I did dress up a bit more for interviews, but that didn't change the fact that I was still not the usual stereotype of a wholesome blonde babysitter you'd see running from a masked killer in an 80s slasher. I'd still look like a Chinese goth chick, with shiny black hair and a pixie cut, black lipstick, and dark clothing that did little to hide the tattoos on my neck and forearm. And yeah, these clothes still couldn't hide the fact that I was pretty fucking stacked for a girl of 5 feet 4 inches. My D-cup tits and full, round ass stood out in all the clothes I had, and I gotta say, it always got a reaction from the dads, and some of the moms, too, but that's another story. Most of them didn't even try to pretend they weren't leering at me, and for some of them, I'll admit that I did show off and tease them. Some of these dads were kind of cute, after all, and knowing that I had that kind of power over them was pretty fucking sweet. It helped me negotiate better terms, get some better tips on my terms, and with my power.it felt fucking great, honestly, getting extra cash by taking advantage of these horny dads. But my naughtier instincts wanted more than just that. You see, Ryan had already fucked around with some of our friends' moms and teachers, and while I'd fucked a lot of guys and girls around my age, I hadn't really worked my charms with any DILFs or MILFs of my own. Ryan loved his experiences with the MILFs of Reagan Hills, and I really got off on the stories he'd tell me of all the shit he got up to, and I wanted to show him that he wasn't the only one who could pull it off. It was all just a matter of finding the right guy at the right time and playing my cards correctly. I couldn't just give in to any leering dad, since I had standards to keep after all. I wanted him to be hot, and I wanted him to be decent. Not just because decent guys know how to treat you to a good time, but because a little corruption makes the victory that much sweeter. So, this is how I decided to make my move on Mr. Adrian Boma.to be sure. I wasn't the only girl at Reagan Hills High who had their eyes set on our school's newest history teacher. He was in his early 30s, blonde, and at an athletic 6 feet 2 inches, he was a fucking attractive man, with a strong chin that held a perpetual stubble, icy blue eyes, and a smile that had most of the senior class girls creaming their fucking panties. Though he wore professional the button-up, long-sleeved shirts, I could tell he was muscular, and his jeans were tight enough that I knew he had a really nice ass. Probably a pretty big cock, too, but that was harder to confirm without closer inspection. He was also a nice guy, pretty new to teaching full-time and still passionate about it, with some good analyses and more interesting assignments than the hag he replaced. He was funny without trying too much, easy for all of us to talk to, and took criticisms and suggestions to heart rather than brushing us off like most of the adults would. It was pretty obvious that all the girls at school who were into guys wanted to fuck him, and I knew of a few who had actually tried and failed. Since these girls were hot as fuck, I knew this had to be because he was actually a devoted husband to his high school sweetheart wife, Leslie, and a dedicated father to their 5-year-old daughter, Anya. Although girls were throwing themselves at him left, right, and center, he didn't even glance in their direction, because that was just the kind of decent guy he was. His commitment and loyalty to his family, despite the attention he was getting, was certainly noteworthy and something I'd probably never succeed at myself in a monogamous situation. Somehow he managed, although not without some speed bumps. As the second semester dragged on, you could see in class he was losing his willpower a little at a time, looking at the exposed flesh of the senior class on parade just a little longer than he ought to each time. It almost seemed like the next Reagan Hills slut to make a move would get to him, almost. To get him to break with his morals, a girl would have to have an edge.So, remember my whole babysitting gig? Yeah, that was my edge. It was 7:30 at night, and as was often the case lately, I was sitting cross-legged at the coffee table in the Beaumont House's living room, the TV on low as I worked my way through some math problems. Anya, a great kid if there ever was one, was already in bed. When it came to bedtime, she wasn't a fighter, wasn't a fusser, and once you read her a story and she nodded off, not even a bomb going off above her bedroom would have woken her. This would be useful for my plan. I had come here directly after school to greet Leslie Beaumont, in her scrubs and ready for a night shift at the hospital, and after all assurances that I had everything in order. I saw her out the door and tended to Anya. Normally I would have changed between school and babysitting, but today I had come still dressed as I had at school. It wasn't the sluttiest outfit I had, but it was FUN.MY long black coat covered up a matching tight black tank top that showed a lot of cleavage and ripped jean short shorts that showed off the curves of my ass well. While dealing with Leslie and looking after Anya, I had kept the coat on, but I'd taken it off once Anya dozed off. Mr. Beaumont had already seen me in this outfit at school earlier, so he wouldn't think anything out of the ordinary, which was about right where I fucking wanted him. I heard a key in a lock, then the front door opening as he stepped inside. Jackpot. That you in there, Josie? He called out, his voice smooth and friendly. I'm in the living room, Mr. Beaumont. I said, keeping my voice even to hide my enthusiasm. This wasn't going to be something I could rush, no matter how wet with anticipation I already was. I'll be there in a second, he said, sounding tired but good-natured as he usually did after a long day at school. No doubt he was going through the motions, taking off his shoes, dropping papers and his laptop off in his office. It took a lot of restraint not to give him everything I had here, showing up naked and jumping him, but patience. I needed to be patient, and so I was patient. I heard him approaching. He said, I wanted to thank you for sticking around as long as you have today. I had a meeting with Principal Carpenter, and it went on longer than I expected. I hope you don't As he entered the room, his voice seemed to run out of energy as he looked down at me. I couldn't tell if his eyes were latched onto my cleavage, or on my exposed legs under my shorts. Personally, I hoped he was looking at my ass. I loved my ass, and everyone with eyes loved my ass. I don't know what he was looking at, but I was definitely giving him a good once-over as I looked up at him. His jeans were nice and tight, and he'd undone a couple buttons on his long-sleeved work shirt. He was looking a little more tired than usual, and he hadn't shaved today, giving him that sexy stubble look around his stunned smile. Briefly, I darted my eyes down to the front of his pants. No erection that I could see, but I'd fix that soon enough. "Hey, Mr. Beaumont," I said, my voice chipper and putting on one of those cute smiles I'd seen Brooke pull off so well that seemed to disarm the boys. I normally had a lot more edge to my voice than this, but if I was going to take him by surprise, I reasoned that a more innocent-seeming approach was the way to go. It had been working so far. I continued. "Anya's in bed, and I was just finishing up some homework. I'll be ready to wrap up in a few minutes, if that's all right?" He shook his head, no doubt trying to dissipate any bad thoughts he might have had. Thanks, Josie. I'll get your money. And the extra for the OT you put in. Thanks. I replied, not taking my eyes off of him as he sorted through his wallet. I wondered what he would look like under all of those clothes, but was content that I would know soon. He handed me the money, his smile tired. "Here. I know it's more than you and Leslie agreed on, but with all you've been doing for us lately, I'd say you earned it." Quickly, I counted the money, and found he had understated how much he was overpaying me. I joked. "Wow, I should have negotiated with you instead of her." He laughed. "Yeah, she always tells me that I'm gonna get taken advantage of one of these days, but I can't help being generous." I was willing to put that to the test. Taking a hint from how tired he sounded, I said. "Rough day, Mr. Beaumont?" He laughed, slightly. "Not exactly rough, just missing Leslie since she's been putting in all those extra shifts at the hospital, and school. I guess you could say it's been like any other day since I started teaching at your school." I don't think I should say anything about it, actually, being your teacher and all. Mr. Beaumont and I had developed a casual, conversational relationship ever since I started babysitting for him and Leslie, and I knew I could get through this roadblock easily with the right amount of heavily applied charm. "Aw, come on, who doesn't love a good little bit of gossip? I fucking love gossip," I said, even though my enthusiasm for gossip was considerably lower than what I'd indicated. Putting his wallet away, he chuckled. "My wife better not hear you talking like that. Or any of your other teachers for that matter." Sorry, does it bother you?" I asked, pretending to look down in embarrassment. "No. You're on your own time, talk however the fuck you want," Mr. Beaumont replied, grinning. "Just be careful where you say what if you don't want to get into any trouble." I dropped my mouth open in fake surprise. "Mr. Beaumont," said a dirty word. "Oh, my poor, innocent ears. You've sullied them. I'm never going to be the same again after this. Well, I'll keep that as our little secret." "You better," he said, his eyes darting toward me again, then away, quickly. Yeah, I think he was definitely looking at my tits this time. "Just like you better keep that coat on whenever Leslie's around. If she saw you dressed like that, she'd think some bad things about you, and that I was a dirty old man for letting you walk around the house like that," Mr. Beaumont said, very strategically not looking at me. I rolled my eyes. "Do you have a problem with how I dress?" "No," he replied, his tone measured. "School dress codes are bullshit and don't apply to my house, and besides, you're not at school. You should feel free to be comfortable. It's just you should be careful who you do it around so they don't get the wrong idea." "Like Leslie, she might get the wrong idea?" I suggested. "Why?" He laughed. "It's just that I used to be a bit of a heartbreaker back in school, and she gets a little protective. I think that's one of the reasons she went with you. You don't look like any of the girls who used to chase after me back then, but I think she worries that I might have the eye of a dirty old man. I don't, by the way. I'd have to work on that, but this was all good to know." "Noted," I said, nodding before chuckling slightly. "And you're not a dirty old man. I mean, you're not even that old. What are you, 30? "Yeah, we'll go with that answer." He laughed before looking down at me, still sitting expectantly on the floor. I said, "So, eventually you were planning on sharing some gossip?" Sitting down on the couch next to me, Mr. Beaumont sighed. "It's not the most exciting gossip, just administrative stuff, lesson plans, disciplinary matters." I could tell he wished he hadn't brought up that last point, so of course I had to jump on it. "Ooh, who's in trouble?" Mr. Beaumont shook his head. "Pretend I didn't say anything." "Oh no, you can't just start saying something and then ask for me to pretend you didn't, because I can't forget that now, and I'm gonna start poking some holes in that until you tell me exactly what's going on. Or you know, die trying," I said, eyeing him appreciatively as he uncomfortably changed his position, not wanting him to be able to look away. I turned around and put my arms on the couch next to him, leaning down so my tits looked quite good in my tight top, pressed up against my arm. I'd already stashed my bra in my purse, so he was definitely getting a good view. The outlines of my nipples alone would drive most men mad, and I was assuming that, deep down, Mr. Beaumont was exactly like most men. "Just some girls sending me. It's just stupid kid stuff, you know how it goes. I told Principal Carpenter so I would be covered in case anything were to be misinterpreted, and hopefully no one's getting in any trouble," he said, trying to brush it off. This was a good angle to attack from. "Mocking shock," I said. "Mr. Beaumont, have these girls been sexting you?" "No," he declared, defensive. "Nothing like that. You're the only one in school who actually has my number. Just girls passing notes, stupid, harmless stuff. It's just, what? I asked. Looking nervous, Mr. Beaumont licked his lips. I'm not from around here, so I don't know how everything goes, but have you ever noticed something peculiar with the people of Reagan Hills? Define peculiar. I replied that he sought out the best words to make his point, but I think that became a challenge when he was talking to a girl who wasn't his wife. Is everyone here just a little overexcited sometimes? Particularly enthusiastic when it comes to amorous affections? If he thought those words were going to beat around the bush with me, he was dead wrong. I grinned, this time a little more devilishly. Are you asking me if everyone's horny? He looked like I slapped him when I used that word, but didn't deny anything. I was pressing his buttons, and it was time to start applying more pressure. I won't lie to you, it's pretty fucking intense around here a lot of the time. We do live in a town of disproportionately beautiful and talented and excitable people, after all. No one knows why, though the popular theories are something being in the water, or a witch's curse. Or a witch cursing the water, who knows? You get used to it, eventually, and if you decide to go with the flow like a sane person, you can have a lot of fun. Life around here's a whole lot easier when you do. I said, lowering my voice and dropping much of the perkiness from my words. I wanted this to seem casual, even normal to him, so it would find a way of worming its way into his brain. Again, Mr. Beaumont shuffled around in his seat on the couch. It was a look I knew on guys well, and I was pretty fucking sure he was trying to hide an erection. He didn't want it, but there wasn't anything he could do about it, and it let me circle around for the attack. I'm not sure I want to get used to living like that, he said. It's not that hard, I answered quickly. For you, maybe, but I can't do it, Mr. Beaumont replied. Why? I asked, inching closer to him. Because I just can't, all right? He said, defensive and almost scared. Not scared enough to kick me out, but I had him on the precipice of admitting some things he might not have wanted to admit. Why not? I asked, losing more of the facade I'd put together with every passing word. Because I'm a married man, Mr. Beaumont replied, sliding a few inches away from me on the couch. A happily married man, and if I'm going to have to be fending off these girls all the fucking time, Leslie's going to see something eventually, and that's, there will be a misunderstanding. Something bad could happen, and I don't want that. I love her. I love the life we've put together. I'm not going to throw that all away because some people think there's something in the water. He said this with great passion and conviction, almost enough to sound absolutely certain of what he was doing. This was bullshit, of course. He was trying to convince himself, and he had somehow deluded himself into thinking that I was a sympathetic ear and not just another one of the sluts of Reagan Hills who wanted him pounding away at them. I laughed, shaking my head slightly. No offense, Mr. Beaumont, but I don't buy it. If he'd been looking to me for sympathy, it looked like I'd slapped him again by turning it down. Huh? The whole goody-two-shoes act. How you wouldn't dare look at any of the girls throwing themselves at you because you love your wife who works so hard you barely even see her anymore. I don't buy it. Oh sure, you love your wife, I believe that, and that's cool because we all deserve someone to love, but deep down you're just another guy, throw enough TNA his way, and he'll skip out on his principles to feast and fuck the night away without abandon because he's got needs. I said, all pretenses of kindness gone from my voice. This seemed to surprise Mr. Beaumont more than anything else. I am a teacher. I've made a sacred oath to my calling, I can't just fuck my please. I said, shaking my head again. I can think of four teachers off the top of my head who fucked one of the senior class this year. They've all got husbands, and they did it anyway, because it's fun. You wouldn't have to throw anything away to do this, because you wouldn't have to get caught if you were smart about it. And on top of all that, I don't think any of the girls at school would blame you for breaking down and having a little fun, and honestly, I think you want to. I don't, he said, trying to sound decisive and final but sounding thoroughly unsure of himself. I'm pretty sure you do, I said, confident and sliding ever closer to him. He looked at me, almost frightened. What makes you say that? Simple. I said, dropping any semblance of an act and giving him my normal, darker tone of voice. Because you haven't been able to take your eyes off my tits since you walked into the room. Mr. Beaumont's eyes went wide, and I could see him looking around, fearful. I don't know what you're talking about, I do. I said, standing up and looking down at him on the couch. I'm saying you haven't been able to take your eyes off of your 18-year-old student and babysitter's big, soft, round tits. He gulped, looking as unconfident as I had ever seen him as I had him against the ropes. You should let me do the talking, is what you should do. I said, enjoying the sight of him closing his mouth. That's better. See, isn't that a lot better? I stepped in front of him, and though his eyes followed me for a moment, soon he was looking off to the side, ashamed. I shouldn't have looked. I'm sorry. It was wrong. I was weak and stupid, and Leslie's been working so much lately and we haven't had the chance to be intimate in so long, and these girls have been throwing themselves at me, and I've been so amped up even when I didn't want to be. I'm sorry, Josie. I shouldn't have looked. It was wrong, and I am sorry. I'm so sorry, please forgive me. He said, dropping his head to his hands in shame. I don't know what he was expecting from me, but laughter probably wasn't it.mr. Beaumont looked up at me, confused. What? Why? I grinned down at him. You seem to think I have a problem with you looking at my tits. I just wanted to let you know, I don't. I wanted you to look at my tits. I've wanted you to look at them for a while, and was just waiting for you to come to your senses. It felt really, really good having you stare at my tits. I squeezed them through my top, pinching my prominent nipples through the thin fabric of my dark tank top. They're really big, and I'm really fucking proud of them, I declared before spinning around and showing him my ass through my tight shorts. Of course, I'm even prouder of my ass, but it's pretty obvious why, isn't it? I've got a pretty epic fucking ass. Every guy and girl I've asked has said so. This is a pretty unforgettable ass, wouldn't you say? Before he could say anything, I reached back and spanked one of my cheeks through my shorts, before spinning around to face him again. Mr. Beaumont looked white as a sheet, but I could see a flush of red filling his face. Maybe it was lust, maybe it was anger, but it was something I could work with. Josie, I think you've got the wrong idea, Mr. Beaumont said, his voice shaky even though he'd regained a lot of his strength. No, I don't, I said firmly, approaching him until my legs were pressed against his on the couch. You've been staring at my tits all night, just like you've snuck glances at my tits and the tits of all the other girls in school who've been trying to get in your pants, because, well, you're not an old man, but I think deep down, you are still dirty as hell. I leaned over slightly, smiling proudly. Lucky for you, I'm a dirty little slut, and if you wanted to see my tits, all you had to do was ask. I wasn't going to give him the chance to ask, because he would probably have tried to come up with some argument that would keep the inevitable at bay longer. I couldn't have that, not when I was so horny right now, so I acted. I reached down for the hem of my tank top and pulled it up and over my head, leaving myself topless in front of Mr. Beaumont. Josie, he exclaimed, his eyes widening as he took me in. If his eyes had a hard time leaving my tits before, they were glued to them now. I couldn't blame him, I had nice tits. They were firm and full D-cups, with nice, thick, dark nipples that were very sensitive when you treated them right, with my left nipple pierced by a small silver bar piercing. I knew that I had bigger breasts than his wife, and that pretty much all guys were suckers for a nice pair of huge tits thrust in their face. Though he struggled to fight it, Mr. Beaumont simply continued to stare. Pretty great, huh? I said, reaching up to pinch my nipples and moaning. I like it when I do it, but it's a lot more fun when somebody else plays with my tits. You want to touch them? As if a fog cleared, he said. Josie, I dash, you want to suck on them? I interrupted. I can't dash, you want to fuck em? I suggested, smiling devilishly. Mr. Beaumont was silenced by that phrasing, and he looked up at me with a curious look in his eyes. There was a distinct flash of fear and intimidation to how he looked at me, but there was also a certain darkness. I could work with that kind of darkness. This is wrong, he said, still fighting that internal battle, but his will breaking with every moment. Duh. That's what makes it so much fun, I said, approaching him and quickly climbing over him. I straddled his lap, sitting down on what felt like a thick fucking cock, and ground against it. Oh yes, this was going to be lots of fun. My tits were only a few inches away from his face, and I had him nearly hypnotized. You can kiss them if you want, squeeze them real hard. I don't know how your wife likes it, but this little slut likes it rough, and hard, and I think you can deliver, because I know you think you're a nice guy, and you've tried to be a nice guy, but I can sense a beast in you just waiting to be let out, so why don't you let him? Live for the joy that beast will bring you as you sling this thick cock around school. All the girls will thank you, they'll all be happy to do so much more than thank you, just give in. You've already got a topless slut sitting on your lap, why not just lean forward and start sucking on my tits? I want it. I want it so bad, Mr. Beaumont. I groaned, grinding on his lap. I could see the struggle within him, but it was a losing battle. He was a big, strong guy, and if he wanted to get rid of me, he could have. He could have tossed me off of him so easily, but instead he was letting me grind up against his lap, and he began to grind against me. I don't know if it was something he was conscious of, or if it was simply instinct that came when he had such a hot bitch on top of him, but he was breaking. I looked down at him, and it was as if a shadow passed over his face. The good Mr. Beaumont was no longer in the building, and all I saw was a hungry, angry man. You little bitch, he groaned, licking his lips as he eyed my unpierced nipple. Guilty as charged, I said, leaning into his face. Mr. Beaumont's open mouth caught my nipple, and without any hesitation whatsoever, he began to lick and suck at my nipple. Fuck, he was good. My body lit up with a dark pleasure, as it had taken hardly any serious effort to bring him down to my level. I wasn't sure he'd even seen a pair of naked tits other than his wife's, and God only knew how long, and he took to me like a starving man takes to his first meal in a long time. I moaned, rocking against him as he continued to feast, then reached down and grabbed his hands, planting them on my ass. He squeezed me without question or concern, roughly groping my ass as I ground against him. That's it, Mr. Beaumont, suck my tits, suck your student's tits, suck your babysitter's tits, like that. Oh fuck, fuck, that feels good, yes, I said, pulling my tit from his mouth and thrusting the other nipple into his lips. Try this one, play with my piercing, like that, god yes, fuck. I knew you would be this good. I knew you were just another dirty teacher waiting for their potential to be unleashed. Why? He grunted, suckling at my nipple hard enough to ensure my panties would stay soaked for a while. Why'd you do this? I was so good, and now you made me a monster. Don't worry about that. Just keep squeezing my ass and sucking my nipples. Yes, like that. Keep doing that and don't you worry about a thing. You've had a long day after all, and I'd love to take care of you. I moaned, reaching down to unbutton his shirt. As soon as I reached the bottom of his shirt, I pulled it open, then pushed away so I could get a look at his muscular chest and abs. Now, I've never been one to hunger for the really muscular guys, as my never-ending lust for Ryan might back up, but on some of them, the look worked. Mr. Beaumont was one of those guys the look totally worked on. As Brooke would say. I ran my fingers lightly down his chest and abs, shivering with anticipation as I reached lower, while I wouldn't have wanted him to stop playing with my tits anytime soon, I needed to see what he was packing. "I have to see this cock," I said, licking my lips and climbing off of him, dropping down between his legs. This seemed to bring him back to some sense of reality, and whatever decency remained inside of him struggled to raise its voice. "Josie, I don't think that's a very good idea. We've already done too much. I should stop this. Stop this here and never say anything." I knew this was a possibility, but this was why I was keeping some of my bigger weapons in reserve. "Look, Mr. Beaumont, don't jump to any conclusions until you've got a better picture of what's going on, all right?" I said, turning around and reaching to undo the buttons on my shorts. I looked over my shoulder to make sure he was watching as I dropped my shorts to the floor, revealing my panty-clad ass. It had the desired effect. Now, I didn't wear my sluttiest underwear to school today for practical reasons, but I didn't need them to get this kind of reaction. I had an amazing ass, thick and round and so much fun. I bent over slightly, jutting it out at him, making sure he was properly mesmerized. "This is my ass," I said, keeping my tone playful but seductive. "It might be my favorite thing about my body. It's kind of perfect, don't you think? I know it's a rounder, more impressive ass than you're probably used to, but I want you to know that you're going to get nice and familiar with it very soon." For emphasis, I smacked my ass hard before I turned around to face him. The impact was hard enough, and loud enough, that it would have sent most girls running in pain, but I was so used to this that I could turn toward him with a proud smile. "So, weren't you going to say something?" I asked, smiling down at him and giving him a look at the barely there front of my panties. They were already quite clearly soaked through, and tight enough to conform to my pussy lips. "I was," he said, before shaking his head and looking at me with that darkened beast face again. Dropping his voice to a growl, he answered. "No, no, I wasn't." "Good answer," I said, smirking and dropping down to my knees in front of him. I crawled over to Mr. Beaumont and gripped his legs, parting them so I could get nice and close. His bulge didn't show too clearly through his jeans, but it was prominent enough that I quivered in anticipation. "I bet you've got a really big fucking cock," I said, grunting as I tugged at undoing his belt, then opening up his pants. "I can tell, we're going to have a lot of fun together." I pulled the front of his pants open, and obligingly, Mr. Beaumont then arched his back just enough for me to pull his pants down. He wore a tight pair of briefs, all the tighter for how his huge erection tented the front of them. My mouth was watering. Come to think of it, that wasn't the only part of me that was getting pretty fucking wet at this point. I really had hit the jackpot here, and we hadn't even really gotten started yet. With him still arching his back slightly, I tugged at his underwear, pulling them down around his knees, and freeing his cock. "Holy fuck!" I exclaimed as I took it in, my mouth dropping open in surprise. At about 8.5 inches, his cock wasn't as long as Ryan's, but it sure looked like it might have been thicker. I definitely couldn't get my hand around it, and the purple head, already quite excited and looking even thicker than the shaft, fuck, that was going to feel good inside of me, and his balls, his big, round balls, no doubt full of cum backed up from never getting it on with his wife, just ready and waiting to be unleashed inside of some tight little slut. Yeah, I'd come here looking for my own fun. But it looked like he needed me just as much as I wanted him. Mr. Beaumont looked down at me, and whatever reservations he might have had, the sheer image of a topless, big-tit, teenage goth slut kneeling between his legs and looking so very impressed, it gave him a dark grin. "Thanks," he growled. I wet my black lipstick-coated lips in anticipation, then reached out to wrap one of my hands around the base of his cock. It was warm and firm in my hand, and as I predicted, I couldn't get my hand all the way around it. Mr. Beaumont eyed me with a little worry, almost as if he was afraid that the size of his cock might just scare me away. I chose to calm him in the best way I knew how, by leaning in, and inhaling as much of his cock as I could in one go. This was easier said than done, as his thick shaft stretched even my talented lips to the limit. I rubbed my tongue along the bottom side of his cock as best I could, but it was a true challenge as his cock hit the back of my throat and was still only a little more than halfway gone. I could do better than this. Ryan was much bigger than Mr. Beaumont, and I'd gotten really good at deep-throating him. I wanted to impress Mr. Beaumont, and though it was challenging, I wasn't going to let him down. No, I relaxed my throat and pressed forward, fighting back my gag reflex as I let his wide cock head into my throat, then slowly forced the last of his cock into my mouth, until my nose was buried in his pubes. "Holy shit!" he exclaimed, his eyes wide as he took in the pleasure. No girl's ever been able to do that for me, oh god. I pulled myself off of his cock, coughing wetly as strands of drool fell down to my tits. I could still taste his salty, masculine taste on my lips, and I liked it. It brought out a heat deep inside of me that needed to be fed, and I wasn't going to be satisfied until I'd done some very dirty things. "Yeah?" I asked, grabbing hold of his cock head in both hands, massaging the tip with my thumbs and stimulating more to come out. "You never had a girl suck all your cock down at once? Mrs. Beaumont just doesn't know how to suck your cock." "No," he groaned, dropping his head back as I continued gently massaging his cock head. "She used to try, but she gave up years ago. It was just too big. She just wasn't big enough of a slut," I said, proudly kissing the head. "Lucky for you, I am." I sucked the head into my mouth gently, holding it softly between my lips as I ran my tongue in swift, small circles over the head. I lapped up his pre-cum, understanding his musky taste, feeling the warmth spreading through my body as I continued to pleasure this impressive specimen of a man. I'd been with a lot of guys before, but I'd never been with someone of Mr. Beaumont's age and experience. This was going to be something I'd want to remember, and I wasn't going to rush it. I began giving him a real blowjob at this point, no longer trying to prove anything, but now focused on making him feel good. I would suck about half of his cock into my mouth with each bob, using my hand to stroke the rest, and creating a decent pace that had him moaning and lightly thrusting into my face with each bounce. He ran a hand through my hair, not exactly grabbing on to fuck my face, but clearly wanting to. I'd have to help him kick that instinct in time so he could continue unleashing the beast on me. For now, though, I looked up into his eyes, sucking and fucking his cock with my mouth and hand, while running my free hand up his abs so I could grope his muscles at my leisure. I was content to get lost in the moment of this blowjob. It always gave me such a feeling of power when I was with a guy, that they trusted me to do this, while I was in complete control of their pleasure. I knew a lot of girls who didn't like blowing guys simply because they thought it made them powerless, but I just wanted to tell them that they weren't doing it right or they were with the wrong guy. But that was a different problem. It couldn't have been long before I felt his cock begin to swell. This was no surprise, really, if he had gone without as long as he claimed. He was moaning and shivering, his lips quivering with words that he wanted to say but was thoroughly unable to. It would have been so easy to get him off now, swallow his load and have him spray some on my face and tits for good measure. Guys loved that image, but I didn't want him relaxed yet. I needed him geared up and hungry. I needed the beast. I slowed. I stopped. I pulled my mouth off his cock and kept it aimed toward my lips. Mr. Beaumont whined like a wounded animal, looking down at me with the greatest desperation. Please, God, I'm so close, please let me come. This was whiny. I didn't need whiny. I shook my head quietly, smiling mischievously. His wounded face flashed with rage, and with his voice dropping to a dark growl, he said, "Fucking slut." That was better. I grinned and stood before him. "Look, Mr. Beaumont, I'm gonna level with you. This was never going to end like this, with me blowing you and you regaining your sanity and kicking me out. I know you might have thought it would go that way, and if I'd finished, maybe it even would have, but it's not. No, this night's going to end one way, and one way only." Looking down at this beast, so primed and ready for debauchery, his muscles tensed, his face flush, and his cock fit to bursting, I felt like a queen on top of the world. I had won, and this was my prize. "We're going to fuck," I said, turning away from him and making sure he got a marvelous view of my ass. I walked away. I dropped my panties to the floor and turned back to face him, making sure he could see my shaved cunt. "I'll be in your bedroom. You better not keep me fucking waiting," I warned, chuckling darkly as I strolled toward the room he shared with his wife. I'll admit, it was pretty fucking cool to know that I could have that kind of effect on a guy. Our hands were all over each other's bodies, with him groping my ass and tits, while I took every chance I could to take in his muscles. I wanted to be familiar with every inch of him, because I knew that I'd be stealing as much pleasure from this man as I could. Soon, my hands had found his cock again, and I started jacking him, making sure to keep him ready. Apparently, I wasn't to be outdone on this, as soon Mr. Beaumont had one of his hands between my legs. "Oh God." I moaned softly as his deft fingers began exploring my soaking wet folds, pleasure coursing through my body as he expertly manipulated my cunt. My legs nearly turned to jelly and my nipples to diamonds as his fingers found my clit, and by this point, I couldn't hold back my moans anymore. This was going to be loud, and we were going to be making a real fucking mess of things. As Brooke would say, "Goody." Through my moans and our kisses, I said, "For such a good guy, you're pretty fucking good at this, shut up," he replied, kissing me again passionately. "Fuck you, shut up, slut. You don't want me shutting up though, do you?" I said, gripping his cock in both hands and running my thumbs over the head. "You want to make me fucking scream, don't you? You want me to be your little bitch, your fucking cum slut who's just gonna milk your cock again and again while you feast on my hot fucking body, don't you?" His face flashing with anger, he pressed two fingers into my cunt, then roughly curled them inside. If it wasn't for his other arm wrapped around me, I would have definitely fallen to the floor at this point, as my body suddenly lit up with a beautiful kind of power that made me weak in the knees. My pussy quivered and my body tensed as juices flooded out and coated his fingers. Grinning up at him, I pushed him away and pulling his fingers out of me. Breathing heavily, I said, "That wasn't, fuck, that wasn't a no." Mr. Beaumont licked his lips. "No. It wasn't. Good," I said, grabbing his wrist and pulling him to the bed. The darkened room was only lit by the glow of the moonlight coming in through the window, but it was bright enough to light the way. I turned him around at the bed and pushed him toward it, until it caught on the backs of his knees and he fell onto his back. We both laughed at this, slightly, as he rotated so his head is on the pillows, while I climbed on top of him, straddling his hips and pressing my tits against his chest. I could feel both of our heartbeats, both of them quick, our breathing ragged as our quivering bodies met each other. My thigh pinned his cock between the two of us at this angle, but I could feel it throbbing against me. My pussy was positively dripping onto him at this point, as I could feel his pre-cum as he ground up against my belly. I kissed Mr. Beaumont, long and hard, rubbing up against him in anticipation. There was never a moment quite like the first time you got to take in a guy's cock, and from this angle, I knew I would have the best seat in the house to watch the show. Well, to watch the show, and to feel my teacher's thick cock filling my needy cunt. Pushing myself up onto my hands, I looked down at my hungry, soon-to-be lover, and smiled down at him. "You know, we could stop this now if you wanted. You didn't want this a little while ago, and we could stop. We don't have to do this. There's nothing making us do this. Nothing except how much you want my hot, tight, fucking luscious teenage body." I ground up against his cock, spreading his pre-cum around. At my words, Mr. Beaumont looked up at me with that frightened, needy look again, suddenly filled with a terror that I might not fulfill him and do what he needed. You wanted to be a good guy before. You wanted me to stop. Do you want me to stop now? I taunted. Please. He groaned, pushing up against me. Please, what? I asked. Please. I need to come. I want to fuck you so bad. Mr. Beaumont moaned, the beast flashing in his eyes again as he reached up and squeezed my tits. Smiling in victory, I propped myself up on my knees and reached between my legs. I grabbed hold of his cock and rubbed it up against my pussy lips. The contact made me shiver with anticipation of what was to come, and I moaned softly. You fucking got it, Mr. Beaumont. I said, settling my weight down on his cock. Now, I've been with a lot of guys, a lot of big guys even, but every time there's a little bit of hesitation, a question, a worry that he might not fit. With a pussy as tight as mine, that's just natural. While I wouldn't let the worry show on my face as I began to drop down onto Mr. Beaumont's cock, I did feel some that he might have simply been too thick for me. Did I let that stop me? Fuck no. I gripped my teeth and I relaxed my muscles as best as I could, willing it to work, willing it to fit as I felt his massive cockhead start to spread my outer lips a little at a time. I rocked my hips, holding firm and pressing downward, and then, seemingly all at once, the head popped inside of me. My eyes flew open. His eyes flew open. I might have said something, if he hadn't beaten me to the punch. Oh God, oh my God. Oh fuck. Mr. Beaumont cried out as his cockhead was now lodged firmly in my cunt. Through gritted teeth, I grunted. Yeah, that's some pretty fucking sweet cunt, isn't it? Never had a pussy that tight before, have you? Never. He moaned, looking down with some surprise that he managed to fit inside of me. Good. I groaned, forcing more of him inside of me. God damn it, fuck, this is good cock. His cock was every bit as deliciously thick as I had hoped, stretching me in ways that pushed me to my limit. Not painful, mind, but with the pleasure coursing through my body as I got used to his girth, I might not be useful for much longer. I couldn't have that, right? Slowly, I forced more of him inside of me, moaning with every successive inch as I took more and more from him. I looked down at him, watching with great joy as his face contorted with a pleasure he had never known possible and loving every second of this experience. There was a distinct feeling of power from this position on top of him, knowing that I had both of our pleasures completely under my control. I fucking loved it, almost as much as I loved his cock, actually, because by the time I sat down, fully impaled on top of him, I was on the borderline of losing it. His cock was stretching my pussy so perfectly, leaving me absolutely filled and feeling like my body had become one great nerve ending suited only for receiving pleasure. Before we get started. I whimpered, reaching down between my legs and touching my clit. I ran my fingers over it in tight little circles, squeezing my clit gently as I tried to push myself over the edge. This didn't take very long. As soon my pussy muscles contracted, my body was shaking, and I was coming all over Mr. Beaumont's cock. He looked up at me, surprised as I gushed all over him, but I doubted that he had any complaints that I was coming on him so quickly. I was so fucking horny going into this, that this felt necessary to get the most out of the experience. I was just glad that Mr. Beaumont didn't erupt then, and there it was a good, hard fucking cum, and by the time it was over, I felt like I might well collapse on him. It took the pressure of his cock reminding me of where we were to shake me of that notion, followed by the sight of this gorgeous man beneath me, completely at my mercy. Looking down at my juices splashed all over his groin and stomach, Mr. Beaumont asked me. Do you always come like that? Sometimes. I admitted, my voice still shaky. Only with the really big cocks. I thought that would help boost his ego, and I was right. He grinned up at me wolfishly, running his hands up to grab my tits. He squeezed them, a little roughly, pinching my nipples and making me groan. I smirked down at him, proud of this beast I had unleashed inside my married teacher and waiting to see what I might be able to bring out of him next. Now, where were we? I purred as I began to ride his cock. With some guys, I would start riding slow, building up to something big and impressive, but since I was trying to show Mr. Beaumont what he'd been missing not screwing around with all us sluts at Reagan Hills High, I quickly built up a rapid pace. I bounced up and down on his cock with a wild fury, watching his face contort with pleasure and surprise as I aggressively fucked him. Holy fuck, holy, so fucking hard. He moaned. You're amazing, this is, the best. Yeah? I grunted, slapping my hands over his to make sure he kept hold of my tits. You fucking like that? You never get fucked like this, do you? No. He moaned, his eyes rolling back briefly, before slamming open and taking in my hot body. It was taking everything I had to keep my head about me while I rode him, for the delicious way his cock pistoned in and out of my pussy did make it particularly difficult to focus. But this was not a moment I could allow myself to forget. I kept looking down at him as I rode Mr. Beaumont, making sure that this would not be forgotten, and that I would leave an impression that would change the way he handled things at school from this point forward. You don't know how many girls at school walk around with their panties soaking wet because of you, Mr. Beaumont. I groaned, letting his hands drop and placing them on my ass. This let me drop down on top of him, rolling my hips as I still furiously fucked him, while also letting me make out with him with the fire that such an illicit fuck demanded. Every day I hear girls talking about how hot you are, the fucking things they do to you, fucked up things, unimaginable things, unimaginably hot things. These bitches are creative sluts. They even got a bet running around about who's gonna fuck you first. I don't think any of them ever would have thought I'd be the one to fuck you. I laughed, rapidly fucking my pussy onto his cock.mr. Beaumont growled up at me angrily, groping my ass roughly as he fucked me harder. So that's all it is? Some kind of bet? Some kind of game? That's all? You fucking make me throw everything away just because you want to win some bet against those other little sluts at school? Angry as he sounded, he couldn't deny that his cock felt harder than ever. I laughed, fucking him hard. No, I'd have done this anyway, but showing them up is fun too. Face it, Mr. Beaumont, you're hot, and you've got a lot of hot bitches wanting to fuck you. Why stress about what they try to do, when you can just give in and have this kind of fun all the fucking time? Isn't this so much better than worrying? He thought about this, kissing my neck before saying, I'm still going to worry, but worrying and getting ass like this, that might be better. Huh? I said, sitting back up on his cock and giving him the best view of what was going down as I felt another orgasm building deep inside of me. That's what I fucking wanted to hear. You and me, we're just getting started here, and all those other girls at school, fuck, there's some prime ass out there just waiting for you to give in. Wait for it, Mr. Beaumont, you're about to become so fucking popular. And it'll all be your fault. He grunted, fucking up into me in time with my bounces, his cock swelling with a need for release. You're damn right. I groaned, reaching down to play with my clit again, wanting to time this right. Gonna come. He warned. I know. I said, slowing my pace slightly to make sure I would get where I needed to be, when I needed to be there. Just a little longer. I need dash. I know. Almost there. Where? He gasped, looking up at me suddenly quite worried. Looking down at him smugly and not giving any indication I'd be willing to move off his cock, I said. Where do you fucking think? His eyes widened as he processed fucking me bare, and for a brief moment I thought he might stop and wimp out. Instead of this, though, his hands soon tightened on my ass, and Mr. Beaumont began to fuck up into me even harder. I liked his enthusiasm, and responded in kind, rocking my hips at just that perfect angle, just that perfect speed to get us to where we both needed to be. I came first, the pleasure slamming into my body so hard you might have thought I was hit by a car the way I jolted. The sensation spread from my core and exploded outward, putting me in a euphoric state that had me floating through my screams as I came once again on his cock. Mr. Beaumont followed quickly, grabbing my ass hard and holding me down as he buried deep inside of me. He grunted, crying out in a bestial roar as he came deep within me. I could feel the warmth spreading to fill my deepest recesses as he filled me to the brim, leaving both of us positively dirty. I collapsed on top of him, shivering and quaking and holding him close. Mr. Beaumont wrapped his arms around me, basking in the afterglow as we slowly made out. That was fucking amazing. Just wow. He groaned, looking up at me with starry eyes. You were. I never would have thought. It seemed impossible. I couldn't be that guy. But you are that guy. I said, kissing him. And you're gonna keep being that guy. And you're gonna love it. And I'm gonna love it. And all those other sluts at school, they're gonna love it. He sighed, then smiled. There are really that many at school. I laughed. More than you think. It's pretty fucking great. It's something. He said, running his fingertips down my back. I don't know if I'm ready for this. You will be. Give it time. We can keep fucking until you're ready. Harder, nastier, hotter each time, whatever it fucking takes, we'll make you ready for Reagan Hills High yet. I said, groaning as his softened cock finally fell out of my pussy. I'm sure you will. He said, laughing softly and running a hand down to grab my ass. I sighed, contentedly, not leaving my spot and finding myself quite happy with how this had all shaken out. Mr. Beaumont was now on the table, and considering the babysitting schedule I had with him, we'd be fucking quite a bit from this point forward. Considering how much I had left to show him, yeah, this had me feeling pretty proud. Between me and all the other girls at school, Mr. Beaumont was going to have a very busy career at Reagan Hills High very soon. Nobody would know my hand in all this, well, nobody except my friends, and Ryan and Brooke, but even then there was a good chance I'd go down as a silent, unsung hero of Reagan Hills High. If that was how it had to go, that was how it had to go, I could deal with that. More than that though, I felt a sudden surge of anticipation, I think would be the best word for it. I'd only really fucked around with guys and girls my own age before this, but now, anything felt possible. There were plenty of dads and moms and teachers out there who were gorgeous, ones who wanted to play, ones who didn't know yet that they wanted to play, people who might be a lot of fun in the hands of the proper goth slut who could simply show them the way. Suddenly the world was full of the naughtiest possibilities, and I wanted to seize every last one of them. I kissed Mr. Beaumont again, reaching down to stroke his cock. Already he was mostly hard again, making me smile. I hope you didn't think we were done yet, Mr. Beaumont, because this night is young, and we're still getting started. I said, rubbing his cock against my tight slit again. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.